Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Old School, J Foreman, DP, Austin. We have a correction from Eric. Jorge Masvidal came up under Kimbo Slice because you remember he fought one of the Diaz brothers for the BMF title. And you could throw the Diaz brothers in there too, because those dudes are, you know, they down for the cause at any point in time. Yeah. But that, hey, look, man, I mean, the fight game makes, I mean, even Conor McGregor, you got to think that, you know, his rise to stardom was not like, you know, out of the, you know, the easy book to becoming a, you know, multimillionaire. And so generally out of it, you know, that's where you come from.
Yeah, it was the poor man's business.
Oh, yeah.
It was poor man's business.
Oh, man, it's late night, back of the bars. You know, you're essentially betting on yourself, and guys are betting. And, you know, it's not made for the weak. It's not for the faint of heart.
Well, I mean, gladiators, the King's Court, yeah. All of those things.
It still holds true.
Right? I mean, like, that's what it was.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that, you know, when essentially Michael Vick got in trouble for, you know, obviously being a part of dogfighting. I mean, that's essentially what a lot of these guys came up on. Like Kimbo Slice, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Essentially, you would find some guy from Omaha, come down at like noon, and everybody be betting on you. So it's all the same. And but nevertheless, it's overtaken, in my opinion, boxing because of the best guys fight each other. There's no ducking.
Yeah.
And so I think the business model behind it is good. But the business model that we got going on now, you know, especially with preseason games last night, is some football. Even though it's preseason, actually, they, you know what I think the NFL needs to do is start playing practices. Just like when I was growing up, one of my fondest memories growing up in Frederick, Maryland, was when at that time they were called the Redskins. They would always do, they would always do the inter-squad scrimmage against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it would be on
Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
And it would be on TV.
They would go to Carlisle, yeah. Pennsylvania.
And they'd play. And they would play the practices. And it was one of the best things because you would get
Saturday afternoon.
You would get a glimpse into obviously, you know, we grew up as, you know, Vikings and Redskins, you know, household, and obviously I grew up watching the Redskins as well. I think the NFL is going to start doing that because a lot of the starters don't play because you inter squad scrimmage for a week, sometimes even longer than that. So it's about 6 or 7 practices. That's where they're evaluating all these guys, you know, and then in the games, of course, the starters aren't going to play. Now, the starters are going to play the next week, and it depends on where you're at with your team. Like the Broncos, Sean Payton said their starters are going to play anywhere from 14 to 18 plays. Some might not play at all. Rightfully so. You got guys coming off injuries and so forth and so on. But if you want to see, say, like some guys next year from Nebraska get opportunities, you're going to see more. You could see more of what they are doing in the practices. And then on top of it, the games. Now, like for me, when I got a little bit longer in my career, you know that, you know, and with this preseason schedule, I probably wouldn't have been playing that much. Which, you know, I mean, you know, you get 3 times the work during the week. The crowd and stuff don't affect anybody. You want to just see good on good. So, you know, the game has changed.
10,000 fans showed up in Richmond, Virginia, to watch the Commanders scrimmage. The Jets.
Oh yeah. And they pack it now.
Like it's a thing. And if the league was really about that work, even if it was informal, it's still the same plays, ones against ones, that sort of deal.
Yeah.
You're right. It would be a great advantage.
You got to dice it up though, because you don't want to be able to give away. Now you're getting each team's playbook. So now the NFL Network does a good job where they'll be on site and they'll be broadcasting from there. So you just would have to find a way, you know, whether it's one-on-ones or like 7-on-7, you'd have to be able to, you know, you want to make sure you don't expose teams too much.
Well, you could say, hey, listen, Jets, Commanders, we're gonna show 20 plays.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, they would
and
have to be.
It.
Yeah,
now, and you yeah. tell us which 20.
Yeah.
It could be your first 20, second 20, last 20. Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could do. I mean, you just would have to be buttoned up.
Yeah.
Is it the playbook that that's important, or is it the personnel? Like how many both. How many different plays are there? Like, I feel like most teams, like, yeah, there are differences, but how much of it is the play itself? How much of it is the concept? How much of it is, hey, this guy runs it at 8 steps, this guy runs it at 10,
it's both.
Whatever.
It's both, because realistically, for people, I hate to burst anybody's bubble, and this is the way it goes. This is the way it's explained to me, and it's one of the best things that Wade Phillips, they, you know, kind of told me and how to kind of dummy it down. Most teams have anywhere from 6 to 10 run plays, but it's actually 3 or 4 concepts. Now, the really good run teams, like the 49ers right now, the Bengals when they had Joe Mixon, are the ones that were, they know how to dress it up really well, and they put you in a stressful situation.
Ravens with Roman.
Right, and they do a really good job. And then that's how they bust you up with those. Then there's probably 10 to maybe 12, 14 play, you know, pass plays. Now, obviously dressed up differently. And then there's always one new run, right? Every week you expect there's one new wrinkle run, and then 2 or 3 new wrinkles in the pass game. And then, of course, the trick plays, right? And those are all conceptual, right? You're in a take-a-shot zone. Now, I think the red zone, with the way the rules are, both in college and the pros, is not just the 20 in. I feel the red zone is 35 in, right? Because they're awful aggressive, right? And you saw it last year when we played Michigan. You get that 35 yard, they're stretching the middle of the field, and they're going to try to drop that bad boy on the hash or in between the goalposts. And you better be able to, if you're a middle third runner, be able to make it, or your safeties better be able to break on the ball pretty good. So that's where I would worry as a coordinator, you know, both personnel, right? Because how you could do it, if I get a chance to really study, let's say, Devontae Adams or Aaron Rodgers and Wilson, right? Since we're talking about, you know, the Commanders and the Jets, and how I call plays, when, what plays I call on what hashes and that, because that's what you do in practice. See, in practice, you know, I want to see a certain blitz from the boundary. Then if it looks really good there, that's in my playbook when I go on Saturdays or Sundays. Not everything is ran in the middle of the field, but if I'm going to put it on TV, everything's ran in the middle of the field. Because some plays are better against some defenses and personnel based on the hash, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, heck, I tell people, I say, look, I'm a big believer in this. If you want to become explosive or dangerous on offense, you better find concepts and players how to attack the middle of the field. I'm telling you, you get two tight. I'm telling you, if you want to be explosive, get two tight ends to the boundary, right? And you got a really good tight end, and you put that middle linebacker and that safety in corner in stressful situation to the boundary. Hey, I've been there.
Hey guys, so from an unnamed former Washington Redskin player,
sure,
that one, to your point, they were concerned. Not from playbook, but from misrepresentation of the playbook. That your core plays are what you run in these scrimmages. Plays that you know how to run. And that you run, you practice the most often.
Right.
Which then provides a tendency.
And what you're going to go to under pressure. Right. Generally, you know, like the Colts, right? When we played Peyton Manning, you know, we knew that they were going to run their what we used to call a China route. With Marvin Harrison and probably, you know, whatever tight end they had, whether it was, you know, Clark, Pollard, Dilger before that, whoever was over there. Or they'd run it with Reggie Wayne now. That's when they give you – I mean, that's where they're going under pressure, right? Tom Brady, when he goes under pressure, they're going to split Gronk out there. I mean, they beat the Chiefs on that after, you know, the whole Robert Kraft thing. They said, listen, we ain't moved the ball at all. We're throwing it to Gronk. We get in the Super Bowl. We can't move the ball. What do? Go to Gronk. So that's where you'd be exposed. But I do think there's a way, since the preseason games are down to 2, and I'm telling you, pretty soon it's going to go down to 0.
Just go right, play.
Well, here's why. This is what people don't understand. Like when they said that when they want another regular season game, it comes down to money. they don't care about the players. They can say it, they don't. They got a $9 billion like concussion thing and probably like 10 guys that got paid. Now, I'm sure there's been more, but come on, let's be honest. Here's why. The owners during a preseason game don't make as much money.
And neither do their sponsors.
Well, vendors don't. Vendors don't. But here, let's also think about it. Let's think about this conceptually. The paychecks that they pay the players is probably about $1,500 a week. So even though, say, you know, like for a preseason game, if you get 50,000 people at a preseason game, you're not playing. You're not even paying 10% of your regular payroll. Because you got to think, like, okay, so Patrick Mahomes, let's say he makes $50 million. He's making $1,500. You're making money right there. Now, granted, you know what I'm saying? So
save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So if you, even if you have a roster of 80 times, you know, 1,500, you're making money with 50,000 people at a preseason game. They're just not making enough money. So if that's the case, then they're going to try to go to a 20-game season, mm-hmm. right? And everything's going to be pretty. You're going to have training camp, but it's going to be this week we're scrimmaging the Jets. This week we're scrimmaging Detroit. This week we're scrimmaging the Chiefs. And then you get that 10 days or whatever, and then you got to go out there and play.
Well, I mean, that's that, you know, where you're gonna rest players and go through that all of that sort of conversation. He also says that, so the Chiefs fans per practice are up. Raiders practices are up. Do you know who's having the toughest time with fans this training camp? The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, they're not in Dallas though. They're in California. Like I know Houston does their practices.
Their numbers are a third of what they normally are, even in California.
Yeah, but well, it's just because of the state of the Cowboys, and I think that you know the unknown and the Cowboys have you know I guess the you know the star power, even though they do have stars, is a little dull right now, and you know Kansas City Chiefs are the bell cow, but then also you got to think, you know, like down in Houston, they do a really good job of fan engagement. So mm-hmm. they have stands out there,
yeah.
and then they have a covered area for the like DP said, for the sponsors or the VIPs or the suite owners. That's you know, and then they have players coming in there signing autographs. So it's all about what you make it. But then also with the NFL, if they find a way, now it's going to be harder to kind of extend the games now unless they get forced. Forced to do it. Now you be
well,
able
more
to,
money, more player. Like more yeah, money, bigger roster.
Bigger rosters, but you're gonna have to start guaranteeing some contracts, and the NFL doesn't want to do that. Because when they guarantee the contracts, that means you're not a movable asset. So you break it, you
own it.
They don't want to do that. You can do it. You know, the reason why teams are able to do that, like the guaranteed contracts in like baseball and hockey,
because
they're backed up by insurance companies. So they don't care. It ain't their money. So it's a little bit different. Same with basketball. It's a little bit different. So, you know, you can say you can blame it on Brian Bosworth. That's not it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's easy to sign a guy to a, you know, remember when Steve Hutchinson, they started doing the poison pill franchise tags and stuff like that? It's easy to do that because you know you ain't keeping them that long. Right? And it was Nate Burleson did it and stuff like that. Then they, you know, Seattle and Minnesota were going back and forth. You can't do that if you got to guarantee all the money.
It's a cold world. But you, as we've said about college sports, you have the money. You're just not good at managing it.
The NFL is excellent at managing NFL is excellent at their business model.
There's no reason why the NFL can't guarantee contracts. But the there's a reason because they can't manage themselves.
No, so the reason why the NFL doesn't do it is because you don't have actually good leadership from the highest paid players. So if you had the highest paid players and the union all work in conjunction to get it, you would get it. You want to know example? Baseball. You can say whatever you want about Tony Clark. You can talk about attendance or whatever. I can tell you, all those big name players, they will sit out if they have to, and that's how they get it.
If you're telling me that you don't have enough to guarantee contracts, but you have enough to give borderline quarterbacks, $55 million, and the rest of the players on that team are okay with it, right? To say, hey, listen, listen, you could bring in a whole practice squad, guarantee it for half of that money, and not cut into the quality of play on Sunday. You're just bad at decision making, man. It's got nothing to do with
why would you have to when you know that the players are going to play?
If you want to get it right,
they don't want to get it. Why would that, it is right. They're making money.
Well, I mean,
the NFL and Roger Goodell are doing a good job. You can't fault them for it.
Don't pimp. No, I'm yeah. Look. Pimping ain't easy. I understand. Godfather told. Look, he gave you the playbook. I get it, but if you really want security in it, and it's the same conversation we had about college athletics. You can nickel and dime for as long as possible with the conception that, well, it's just about money. Well, if it's about money, do good money business. Like, spend more money to make more money. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows. There's not a millionaire that doesn't know, you know what? I'm not going to make money sitting on nickels and dimes. That's just not how it works.
But they're not in a position they don't have to.
But at some point, it's going to bite them in the butt.
When they have to, they will.
Yeah.
And they've shown you that.
Yeah.
When they went to the highest court and they finally got the concussion thing that people have been talking about since Mike Webster.
Yep.
So Mike Webster played before my dad.
Yep.
So he had to die, and his son had to essentially spend all his dad's money to get that ruling. They did it. So the NFL and these guaranteed contracts, I'll be 80-some years old, and then they'll try to backtrack.
It's a shocker.
And the reason why is because
pimp don't love you.
Here's the difference between the NFL and the NCAA. The NCAA started to lose very rapidly. Then they, NCAA, as far as football, they're not at the top of the pecking order. There's a big gap between the NFL, NBA, baseball, NHL, college football. So until that gap lessens, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And so in the next segment, or at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about how the NBA, who's the next American superstar? Because if they don't got the next two or three American superstars, you might as well forget it. We're going to start talking about hockey. I'm telling you right now.
Go ahead and preach.
I'm just telling you. Because you can talk about Luka. You can talk about Joker. They're not going to move the needle here where the money's at. They will come and dominate, and then they'll be in Serbia. Then Luka will do whatever. He'll be drinking beer. And then you can talk about Shea. He'll be up there in Canada drinking Labatt Blue and all that. I'm talking about, and this is nothing, this is American players. I'm talking about guys like Kyrie, Steph, LeBron, and KD. Who's next?
You ready for this? It's perfect for me. So if you took basketball, golf, soccer, football, hockey, basketball, baseball, the average salary per player in each sport, the average salary. Jay Foreman, where do you think football is on that list of?
Oh, it's way down because of, I mean, it's different though. It's just, you know, you got 81 games versus 12.
Which lets me further say there's no reason for the NFL not to get this right. That hockey spends more money per player than the NFL.
Right. But they don't have to though. They don't need to get it right because in their mind, I'm saying this, it won't get right until the players make them get right. Here's the problem. I've said this when I was playing, and this is why they have NFL player reps, right? So you have all the like high price, like the quarterbacks go over there. Well, they have no idea what Jay Foreman is like in training camp. So they can't even think. It was like asking a billionaire to talk to like middle class. They have no idea, and they don't want to have idea. So they aren't really representation of the league. You get what I'm saying? Now you need some of those guys, and then you need some guys that are fighting, you know, tooth and nail, because that's the gap. Now I was fortunate enough to be around, you know, the Deacon Jones, the Alan Pages, growing up, because those are the guys that would come over the house all the time. So my idea in my reality of going to the NFL is a lot different than, say, like, for instance, like a Drew Brees and all this other stuff. He don't have any idea, and he don't want to have any idea, you know, about that. Like, Drew Brees, anytime, like, they're saying, don't ever go to the media talking about somebody else's money. So when you're talking about Jimmy Graham, you know, shouldn't try to get money as a receiver. See, that's how you lose, like, that's why you don't see a lot of people messing with him, right? Because that's wrong. Nobody went and said that. Nobody went and said, "Hey, he's a system quarterback." When you're the highest, when you got paid with Sean Payton, right? Nobody said that. So let Jimmy get his money because it's very short. It's not for long. So until the players collectively, that's old, new, present, and future, get together and say, you know what? We're going to chill to make those guys do it. You ain't never going to happen. It ain't never going to do it. You better get a Tony Clark in there. And that's where you're at. That's not true.
That the average player makes under $3 million, that you have 20 players who are making, 20 quarterbacks who are making above $12 million. Again, players would get it right. And that, quite frankly, the numbers are there.
Like, yeah, the numbers are there, but the numbers, are there when they're going to continue. The numbers have been there.
Yeah.
Look, you look at Hard Knocks, you got salary cap dudes that underestimated the salary cap by $15 million. Mm. So what does that tell you?
They're bad at business.
No, it lets you know that they got more in the – that means the NFL is grown more than what the people that are getting paid a ton of money. That means through the league, getting paid a ton of money that estimate what the salary cap is. So it lets you know the gap is so far that they don't have to come to the negotiating table. So
they're making money. I just want them to take care of people.
Well, that's a leadership problem. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this first hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.